Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line right now, the director of Project Play, Aaron Horde. They're starting new this year, Project Play Ball, which will offer some free house softball, baseball, t-ball leagues for kids age 4 to 13 throughout the city of Buffalo. Aaron, thanks for joining us this morning. And before we get into that, if you could help us understand a little bit, Project Play, Western New York, what are you guys all about?
Sure. Well, good morning. I'm glad to be on. So Project Play, what we are is we're driven and funded by the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, and we're in partnership with the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. And what our main mission is really to envision a community, a Western New York community, in which all children can be active through sports. And that's regardless of their background, regardless of their zip code, regardless of their race. We're looking to help all children become active through sport.
I mean, it's a great goal. What sort of participation have you seen since you guys got started?
Sure. So with our play ball, Project Play Ball League, we're super excited. We almost have over 500 kids signed up already. Our goal is to get to 1,200 kids. And again, this is really to serve the city of Buffalo, the inner city of Buffalo, really helping marginalized communities. In too many communities, you know, especially in Western New York, we see a lot of times in our urban areas and also our rural areas, the opportunity to participate in sports has become increasingly inaccessible. And because of expense, I'm a father myself of four, so I know how expensive, you know, youth sports can be. But this is kind of to remove some barriers and allow kids to have the opportunity to get involved in baseball and softball. So this is for girls and for boys ages 4 to 13. So we're super excited.
Yeah, the cost, I know, can be a lot for, you know, just about anything you do with kids. So this is great to have offer. So Project Play Ball, free house softball, baseball, t-ball, ages 4 to 13 in the city. What do you need to have to be able to sign up, and where can you get involved?
Sure, that's a great question. So the first answer is you don't need anything. All you need is some access to the internet or a phone, you know, to be able to log right on. And you can go to projectplaywny.org. Again, that's www.projectplaywny.org. And that's where you can register your son or your daughter. You can register as many kids as you want to. And again, it is free. There's no registration fee. Every child that is going to be involved in this league is going to receive a free uniform. So it's not just a t-shirt and shorts. They're actually going to get a baseball or a softball uniform. They're going to have the Nike swoosh on it because we are partnered with the MLB Nike RBI program. So we're really happy that each kid is going to get their own jersey. They're going to get a hat. They're going to get you know, their pants, their sock, matching socks, and they're also not going to have to buy any equipment, which is a big part of this. You know, we've partnered with some equipment providers, including Dick's Sporting Goods, 3-2 Baseball, and we're partnered also. This is a collective impact and a collaborative movement. So the Bisons are working with us, and the four youth sports programs are the Willie Hutch Sports and Education Program. We have River Rock Baseball and Softball. We have Westside softball and baseball, and then Buffalo PAL, so the Police Athletic League. So with all the collaboration that's going on, this is huge. So again, the kids don't have to bring anything. All they have to do is just participate. And I'm excited to say that our clinics are starting this week, and the season starts May 18th.
Okay, so that's coming up fast. Easy to get involved, easy to sign up, and, you know, also pretty easy throughout the season. It's nice to have, you know, a place where you know where all the practices, all the games are going to be kind of in one central location that's easy to get to.
Yeah, we actually have three parks. Again, we wanted to remove that travel barrier. So we have games going to be played at Riverside Park, and that's going to be for the Westside Baseball and River Rock Softball and Baseball. And then we have two other parks in the city. We have McCarthy Park, and that's where Buffalo PAL is going to be operating their league. And then lastly, we have Walden Park. Some people know it as Bacos Park, but it's Walden Park, and that's where Willie Hutch is going to be running his softball program, softball and baseball league. So we're really excited to have multiple locations. And then if parents want to know where the indoor facilities are, all they have to do is when they register, they can look in the details. And again, to register for free, it's www.projectplaywny.org.
All right. So all good information to have. You're involved Project Play. You're trying to get kids outside. Obviously, play ball, a big part of that. Is Little League, T-ball, and baseball, is that still like the thing for kids? You know, kids are interested in so many different sports. You got, you know, soccer out there. There's Little League, flag football, and all these other things. But like T-ball and baseball, that was always, you know, growing up, like everyone had at least one year you're playing baseball.
Exactly. You know, the few years here and ever since the pandemic, you know, sports has been really a help to a lot of kids. Again, what we want to have kids doing is being active, and each kid needs that 60 minutes per day. And baseball and getting involved in sports, we believe in youth getting involved in multiple sports. So we really believe in sports sampling. We want to get kids involved in tennis. We want to get kids involved in basketball, swimming, pickleball, different kinds of sports, because we do see when kids get involved in multiple sports, then they continue on and go through life. We have a big saying that we want kids to sports for all and play for life. We don't want kids to get stuck in one sport, and then, you know, sometimes kids can get, you know, pushed out, they can get burnt out or priced out. We don't want that to happen, so we believe in getting them involved in multiple sports. And with baseball and softball, you know, we see kind of a trend here where, you know, the sport is trending downward, and especially with house leagues. So what we did was we spoke with the community, we spoke with our parents, we spoke with our partners, and they really wanted to see house baseball come back. And so that's what we're doing. We're revitalizing this sport. We're revitalizing house leagues. So you could go to your neighborhood park. I remember, you know, growing up, being able to just go to the park and play baseball. And that doesn't really exist anymore. So we're happy because we can revitalize this sport. And again, revitalizing it at no cost for the community. So we're really happy that the kids have a chance and an opportunity here to learn a game of baseball, learn a game of softball. And again, this is girls and boys. So it starts with co-ed T-ball. So that co-ed will be 4 to 7. And then once we break into the 8 to 10-year-olds, that's when we have girls softball and boys baseball. And then the last age is 11 to 13. And we're so happy that the Bisons, with this whole kind of events and everything and all that we're doing, the Bisons are providing free tickets to every player that's involved in this league, that they're going to be able to attend the June 16th home game at Salem Field and be able to go down on the field and, you know, throw the ball and participate and really have access to the game. And then every family that signs up through Project Play and registers, they will receive free MLB TV so that their kids can actually watch the game and understand the game and start learning the game of softball and baseball.
Hey, it's all great stuff. And Aaron, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Aaron Hurd is Project Play Director. You can find out more information at Project Play WNY.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.